Haiti blan y voule y a Japane.
Haiti.
De mette Haiti vubina.
Yes, dare.
So si kawanya la. I wonder if I'll ever see you again.
Support for WCLK programming comes from Antoine Tate, owner and founder of Mass Appeal Pro Training.
Did you know the Journal of Strength and Conditioning research compared two types of strength training equipment and concluded that free weights can give you twice the strength gains as fixed machines? Free weights allow more freedom and motion using more balanced and controlled muscles. A recent study showed that trainers who use free weight increased their strength by 115% compared to 57% who use machines to train. This is Antoine Tate of Mass Appeal Pro Training, and this is your Jazz 91.9. WCLK Health and Wellness Minute.
Brought to you by Mass Appeal Pro Training, 404-740-2005 or Antoine Mass Appeal at iCloud.com.
Hello, this is Reva Blue, host of Midday Jazz. During our fiscal year-end membership campaign, many of you called in and turned your listenership into a membership by making a financial pledge of support, and for that we thank you. Now comes the most important part, turning that pledge into financial support. Please take a moment to fulfill your pledge. If you received a letter in the mail from us, please respond today. You can also fulfill your pledge online at WCLK.com. You'll help save the environment by reducing the amount of paper we use, and your gift will immediately go to work to help the station you love. Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Are you a member yet?
Good people, this is Kipling Primus with the Local Take on WCLK. This morning, we are talking with members of the Young African Leaders Initiative, known as YALI. This is an Obama-created U.S. State Department initiative designed to enrich the human capital of the great continent by helping to develop African leaders. So early, we were talking with Muzi from Swaziland and Saba from Ethiopia. And now we're going to be talking with Fatima from Nigeria, and Afri, who is from the Ivory Coast.
Yes, that's it.
So welcome. Thank you guys for getting up so early and joining us in the studio. So Afri, you are an entrepreneur who works with young folks. You work in a club for young entrepreneurs, and you also work in a club on governance. Can you tell me about those two organizations that you work with?
Okay, thank you very much for hosting us this morning. I come from Ivory Coast in West Africa, and as you asked, I work in these two organizations. The first one is the CFIJEC. It's a young entrepreneurs club that promotes entrepreneurship in high schools and also in the universities, private and public universities. And the second one is the a youth organization that promotes governance. I mean by governance all about the fight against corruption. Okay, how to help the young leaders or young fellows to go through the fight against corruption, because it's a common practice in our continent and in our country too.
So for ethical awareness of ethical programs and ethical ways of doing business.
Yeah, sure.
As opposed to the old ways.
Yeah, as opposed to the old ways, because actually the international organization, by international organization, I mean the UNDP, United Nations Development Program, was very active in these two fields, entrepreneurship and governance in our countries now and the West African region. They want now to empower the young people to help them get the skills to fight against these fighting against corruption, because it's a very dangerous practice in the main of in the field of business, and also in all the fields of our life, in schools, in the public sector, the private sector, and the impact of this is very dangerous on the economy of our country.
And so you do training. You train people in how to use the proper ways to do business.
Yeah. You know, in the schools, in the curricula, these themes are not the first, okay, the first priorities in the schools. I mean, governance, entrepreneurship, and also peace building. So when they're out from school or during the school's training, we do some kind of conference, public conference, in partnership with the schools to
make them aware.
Yes, to make it happen and to raise awareness on these issues. Yes, so that they can be aware on how to avoid these practices that are not good for them, and how to behave so that to become very good leaders. Yes,
that is wonderful. And Fatima, you also work with entrepreneurs in your city, Kano, Nigeria.
Yes, I do.
At Bayero University. And you mainly focus on women entrepreneurs. What's that like, and what's your experience at home?
Well, I have this concern for women back home because where I come from, most women, by virtue of culture, women are not privileged to have a kind of formal education. So the thing is, most women are engulfed in poverty. They have no means, they have no place in the formal sector. So I thought of a kind of way to empower women by enriching them with, getting them involved with entrepreneurship. I empower them by using local resources, so they have a means of earning a living, and I empower them with entrepreneurship skills as well.
And in doing so, you're coming from an economics background. Are you empowering entrepreneurs to help them with their families? Is it to help with business? What kind of entrepreneurs are you working with?
Well, that's my main motive. I want them to have a better means of survival, a better means of living. So the main thing is to help them have better family structures. So when they have high income, I think they're going to live a better life. They're going to have a better nutrition. They're going to have a better education. And their livelihood patterns will change.
So Fatima and Afri, we talked with Musi and Saba about the CAU experience. What has it been like for the two of you? 50,000 applicants, 500 accepted, 25 here in Atlanta this summer. What has Atlanta been like? Clark Atlanta been like? What's been the best part of the experience?
Well, Atlanta is like home to me now. I've been here exactly 4 weeks today, but I feel like I'm home. It's so warm and the people are so accommodating. I never expected this kind of experience here. And it's so nice to meet other fellows from other countries. I mean, we're from the same continent, but actually, we really are from different worlds as well. We've learned so much about Africa. We don't know. We've come to learn that we don't know so much about Africa. So we've met people from different African countries. We know how things are in other African countries. The experience is just immeasurable.
Fatima, that is just amazing because, you know, most people think of Africa, they don't understand that it is a continent. And even those of us who know, you know, Nigeria, or, you know, South Africa, or, you know, Kenya, you don't really know anything else. You might just know the name of the country.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might know the big city. Yeah. But, you know, you said, I'm from Kano, Nigeria. And I was like, Kano, Nigeria? I haven't heard of Kano in Nigeria.
Yeah, and one amazing thing is that people here think maybe Africa is a kind of a small place or a country. And we have even asked that whether we know each other back home. And they don't know. It's a big world.
Yeah.
And Afri, what has your experience been like?
Very good experience. Everything we did was very instructive so far. Very, very instructive. And the staff of CAU, they're always doing the utmost so that you can enjoy the training. Because first of all, we are here for a training. And the people here in the city of Atlanta are so kind and very welcoming. And we really appreciate it. all the staff, all our group, the yearly fellow, the 25, we are very, very excited and very, very, very thankful, grateful to you, to the staff of CAU, the professors, the lecturers, the companies we went to visit. Mm-hmm. All the staff, people are doing their best so that you can enjoy the corporate visits.
And yes. I understand some folks went to their first professional baseball game.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And some people ran the Peachtree Road Race?
I ran the picture too. Yeah.
Afri, what was that like?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I did two. Yeah, the first one was a 5K.
You did a 5K?
Yeah, I did a 5K and also the 10K as well.
The Peachtree Road Race.
Yeah, the Peachtree, yeah. And it was very grateful. Over 19,000 people.
It's one of the largest 10Ks in the U.S. Yeah. And it's usually hot.
Yeah, and I did it. And I really appreciate it. We were four people, two ladies and two boys, and we really appreciate this running. And if next year... we can do it. We'll do it again.
That would be wonderful because a lot of folks do the Peachtree and they do it over and over and over again.
Yeah, sure.
So now, Fatima, what do you hope to take back to Bayero, to Kano from this experience?
So much. In fact, I've gotten so much right now because I've been looking forward to seeing how entrepreneurship is in the United States because this is one of the countries that have accorded high importance to entrepreneurship. In fact, the economy runs on entrepreneurship. And I wanted to come and see how things are done, their sources of finance, how they run their businesses. And I've gotten so much. And right now, I even have a plan for my own to expand my own enterprise.
That has come out of being a Yali Fellow?
Yeah, of course, definitely, yes. I mean, the experiential learning is priceless because these are the kind of things, the knowledge you get there, you can't get in class. No textbook can tell you that, and I believe no lecturer can tell you, no matter how much he tries to, because these are things that you just have to see them where they are done. And we've been to so many corporates, and we've seen with our own eyes how things are being operated, and it's just a wonderful experience.
And Afri, what do you hope to take back to the Ivory Coast?
Okay, actually, I'm running a business of detergent making because I'm a chemist. I'm running a business, detergent making, and I only work with young people, and so I'm here to get skills. I'm here to get skills because I want to get my business bigger, so that I can work with so many young people because they're around 500 waiting for me back home. So I need to get the skills, and when I'll be back home, I'm also very active in the community. The skills in peace building, in governance, in entrepreneurship, also in English because our native language is French. So people love to learn English. So I will create a center, the center that I call the Watch. Mm-hmm. By the Watch, I mean the West Africa Training Center Headship, just to empower young people because it's very difficult for them, for the graduates. The transition to the first job is very difficult. So by giving them these skills, it will empower them and help them find something to do as the first job. So this is what I'm planning to do when back home.
And Afri, are there other fellows from the Ivory Coast?
Yeah.
How many?
Actually, we are 12 fellows. And here in Atlanta, we are two fellows. The second one is a woman. Her name is Giselle Assemian. She's also running a business in the private sector.
And now your detergent business, is this a process or a service or a product that maybe one day we'll see on the shelves in the U.S.? Afri detergent?
Yeah. I sell them already in the shelves. I sell them already. It's a process. But it has been very amazing to discover the process of the supply chain of UPS and Domino's Pizza too, because when back home, I'm planning to create my own supply chain. Yes, it was very, very, very amazing.
Learning about supply chain, yes, and supply just chain. In time delivery on time.
Build a factory, and maybe you'll see my products. Why not here in the US?
I hope so. And Fatima, your enterprise, what do you hope? Are we going to be seeing something from Fatima here in the U.S.?
Hopefully, yes. I'm looking for partnerships here. So I think, you'll see that very soon, hopefully.
And I know that you guys are going to D.C. after you leave Atlanta to meet with all of the other Yali fellows. What has that bonding experience been like? Do you think that you guys are going to keep up with each other once you return home? Or are these bonds being made that are going to stand the test of time?
Well, right now, as we speak, we even have created such networks. So we are keeping in touch not only with the other fellows here in Atlanta, but all the fellows in the United States. That bond has already been created, and it will still keep on going.
And you guys are the first group of Yali fellows. So next year, as people in your communities apply for this program, what are you going to tell them? Are you going to encourage them? What will you say to the folks who come after you?
Yeah, we'll be very active in mentorship. Yes, in mentorship. Because you were talking about the DC meeting. Because, as far as the Iranian team is concerned, we are 12 young leaders. Before coming here, we started working already on some projects we are going to implement when back home. So with all these skills that we acquired here, it will help us to implement some projects in the fields of health. Maternal health. And also, after this meeting of DC, 100 young leaders have been selected for an internship here in the U.S. So they'll spend 2 additional months here in the U.S., and I'm part of these young fellows. I'll be in Seattle to have an internship in the small business administration in Seattle. So this will be another experience, okay, for me to get empowered.
Afri, that is wonderful. So you are one of 50,500 and then one of the few that's going to continue here.
Very wonderful indeed. Very, very wonderful. And all these will help me to mentor so many young people in my country. Yeah.
And Seattle is very different from Atlanta, so that'll be a
really, really, new experience. Really, really. And I want to be very grateful to our CU staff, I mean, Dr. Bezuni and Dr. Ed Davis and Mr. J. They are doing all the best so that we can enjoy this training. And we are all very thankful to them.
Well, I am thankful to be in you all's presence. I'm thankful for you joining us this morning. Earlier, we were talking with Musi and Saba, and just now we were talking with Afri Nadri and Fatima Ibrahim. These are young people who are part of the Young African Leaders Initiative, known as YALI. This is an Obama-created U.S. State Department initiative to help advance human capital on the continent of Africa. And I want to thank you all for getting up so early and joining us in the studio this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, too.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. This has been Kipling Primus with the Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Have a great week. We look forward to talking with you again soon. Take care.
And if you have a suggestion for a community group or individual you think would be appropriate for the Local Take or the Public Affairs Block on WCLK, let us know. Call the Community Engagement Line at 404-880-6211. We'd be happy to hear from you. Coming up shortly, a reprise of our interview with Elizabeth Omalami about the Hosea Feed the Hungry Back to School Jamboree taking place tomorrow at Turner Field. Good morning.